Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Minnesota protests over police shooting.
He didn't deserve to be shot and killed like this.
Officer fired after encounter with military man.
Get out of the car now. You received an order. Obey it.
Midwest COVID spike.
We are seeing a surge because of these variants.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Anger in the streets of Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, right near the police department, hours after the death of a 20-year-old man who had an encounter with officers. Here's CBS's Jamie Yukis. Stop!
Protesters met a line of officers at the Brooklyn Center Police Department who used flashbangs and tear gas to try to break up the group.
We saw rocks and other objects thrown at the police department. There were reports of shots fired in the area of the police department.
Earlier in the day, dozens gathered in the same spot where family says Dante Wright was killed by police.
What do we want?
Justice!
What do we want?
Now!
His mother, Katie Wright, says Dante called her right before the incident.
That he was getting pulled over by the police. He said they pulled him over because he had air fresheners hanging from the rearview mirror.
The 20-year-old allegedly drove away when police say officers tried to arrest him on an outstanding warrant. One officer fired a shot at the car and hit Wright, who allegedly continued driving several blocks before hitting another car. Wright died at the scene, and no one else was seriously injured.
A police officer in Windsor, Virginia, has been fired. He was involved in this December traffic stop of a black and Latino Army officer.
Get out of the car right now. Now.
This is not how you treat a vet. I'm actively serving this country.
Army 2nd Lieutenant Caron Nazario was pepper sprayed and knocked to the ground. He was not charged, and now he's suing both officers involved in the confrontation. His attorney is Jonathan Arthur.
It's really shocking to see law enforcement behaving this way to people who have sworn to uphold and defend the United States Constitution.
Virginia's governor calls the encounter disturbing and has ordered state police to review it. A COVID variant first found in the UK is being blamed for a sharp rise in cases in several states. Michigan has the highest rate of new infections in the country, and the governor is asking the White House for more vaccine doses. Infectious disease expert Dr. Ashish Jha on CBS This Morning.
The situation in Michigan is pretty concerning. Obviously, they're seeing a lot of infections. It's as bad as it was over the holidays. The variants are definitely one of the drivers of it. People in Michigan need to try to stay home as much as possible for the next few weeks. And from a policy point of view, we absolutely should be surging both testing and vaccinations to Michigan.
The sentence is 30 days in jail for a Florida woman who coughed on a maskless customer in a Pier 1 store last June during an argument. Deborah Hunter also has to pay a fine and cover the woman's COVID test, which came back negative. Today, Japan began a more aggressive vaccination effort ahead of the Tokyo Olympics. The spread of a variant has some officials considering shorter hours for bars and restaurants. In Great Britain, things are opening up.
Some pub owners reopened their outdoor seating at the stroke of midnight.
We didn't even know if anyone was going to come. It's midnight. It's freezing cold. But look, everyone's come.
Sort of half an inch off, maybe.
Some hairdressers, too, held midnight sessions, making up for months of lockdown. Gyms and spas are open again here, too. But social distancing rules remain very much in place. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Back here at home, President Biden meets today with members of Congress, hoping to gain support for his $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Democrats will not scale back the bill to gain bipartisan support.
Hopefully the need is so obvious now that Republicans will vote for it.
Republican Representative Liz Cheney says she will not.
The bill would need to be fundamentally redone. It would need to be a different bill.
One Republican scheduled to be at the meeting here with the president said if he wants Republican support, it needs to be a real negotiation. Christina Ruffini, CBS News, the White House.
More than 100 top business leaders, including an NFL owner, met over the weekend to decide what to do in response to the action in some states to change voting laws. Delta and Coca-Cola have already spoken out about what's happened in Georgia. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Attendees on the high-level Zoom call included leaders from the healthcare, media, and transportation sectors and some of the nation's leading law and investment firms. The corporate leaders recognize that they need to step up to the plate and are not fearful of reprisals, said Jeffrey Sonnenfeld, a Yale University management professor who helped organize the meeting.
Stormy weather in the South. Blamed for damage and power outages in several states and at least one death in Florida, CBS News meteorologist Jeff Berardelli.
Hail as large as golf balls near Orlando and gusts along Florida's east coast of 50 to 75 miles per hour.
Court documents in Southern California indicate a woman arrested on suspicion of killing her three children was involved in a custody dispute with their father. Liliana Carrillo was taken into custody after a long-distance chase. Overseas, Iran vows revenge for a sabotage attack on an underground nuclear facility.
Iran is blaming Israel for a blackout at its Natanz atomic facility, describing it as nuclear terrorism. Israel has not claimed responsibility, but Israeli media say the Mossad spy agency carried out a cyber attack that damaged the nuclear site. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell tells 60 Minutes the U.S. economy is poised for a period of strong growth.
We and a lot of private sector forecasters see strong growth and strong job creation starting right now. So really, the outlook has brightened substantially.
He says COVID is still a risk to the economy. Powell does not foresee higher inflation or a need to boost interest rates this year. Well, for the first time, a Japanese golfer wears the green jacket.
Matsuyama is Japan's first Masters champion.
On CBS Sports, Hideki Matsuyama won the Masters by one stroke. He says the last round was nerve-wracking as a six-stroke lead narrowed.
My nerves really didn't start on the second nine. It was right from the start today, right to the very last putt.
Japan's prime minister called the win wonderful and historic. There's a new analysis about working from home.
Having both the highest percentage of Americans working from home and being the best state for at-home work environment is Colorado. The criteria used for the Wallet Hub study.
Internet cost and access to cybersecurity.
The study's Jill Gonzalez says the lowest ranking states for work from home environment are North Dakota, Alaska, and Nebraska.
Internet is a little bit harder to come by and usually more expensive, probably not as reliable. States in the Northeast tend to do pretty well here.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
At the British Academy Film Awards, Nomadland won Best Picture. The film's star, Frances McDormand, won Best Actress, and director Chloe Zhao also won. Nomadland also took Best Cinematography. Promising Young Woman won Best British Film. Anthony Hopkins, Best Actor for The Father. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.